down. Put, 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 put.
You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 79 of Lower Road Radio. That's right, we're one away from episode 80. Feels good. Feels real good. With my co-host, as always, Jason, how are you doing today?
Good.
Well.
I just got a frog in my throat.
You got a frog in your throat, but you're doing okay now.
Yeah.
All right. Normally, this is when you say some sort of some attempt at witty banter. You talk about the things you've eaten, your problems sleeping, your medication regimen. All of this kind of stuff. Nothing to add today?
No.
Okay. That's all right.
Well, I don't something weird happened.
I don't want to put any pressure on you to entertain people. You know, like, as long as you don't think that that's what this is about, like, about us being entertaining.
I was going to say it, and then I backed off of it.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to say it.
Okay, this is going to be politically incorrect.
No.
Oh, okay.
We were sitting here before the show.
Yeah.
And I think the Blue Ghost has made an appearance.
Oh, the Blue Ghost is back?
That
are you serious?
The pin dropped on my...
Oh.
Like, we're sitting here prepping for the show.
Yes.
I've got my iPad sitting on the desk.
Yes. Now let me just stop. Some of you might kind of ascribe some sensationalism to Jason, right?
I don't know if that's the right word, but okay.
Some of you might be thinking, oh, Jason's just exaggerating
no,
here.
What
he's about ready to tell you, I mean, I don't know about the Blue Ghost, but what he was about to tell you
I did see a Blue Ghost in the corner.
Okay, I'll just have to take your word for it. But I can't speak to that. But the pin that he's about ready to...
You're witness to this.
To this, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so this just happened 5 minutes before the show started.
Right.
I have the iPad on the desk.
Yes.
I picked it up.
Uh-huh.
And I... Because you asked me something.
Yeah.
I pulled it up and I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
I showed you the tablet.
Yes.
I laid it back down on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up at you and we're talking. I look back down at my tablet and there is a quilting or sewing pin.
Some kind of sewing pin, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On top of my tablet.
Just right in the middle on top of
right it. Right on the middle on top of the tablet. Right. I had just picked it up and looked at it and set it back down.
And so you are saying this is the Blue Ghost work.
How else did it get there?
What is
you
it?
And I are the only people in the room.
Yeah.
Like, it happened within a 30-45 second window.
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it either.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Right.
There's only one other person in the room.
The Blue Ghost.
The Blue Ghost. That's all I can think.
What is the message? What does it mean? It's not threatening.
But if it's a safety pin, you better be safe. He's going to get us.
Okay. It's not a safety pin, though.
No, it's not a safety pin.
It's a...
What do they call that?
It's just, I don't know. It's like, you know, when they make the little pin.
Before they sew.
Yeah.
You use this pin and you throw it through the fabric to keep it in place.
Right.
I don't know.
It means something. If it was here's put here.
Okay, so I am kind of weirded out by this for real.
Okay.
It appeared on my tablet.
Well, I mean, appeared. You didn't watch it appear. You looked away. It wasn't there. And then you looked back and it was.
Yes, and nothing else moved. I didn't move. I'm sitting in my chair. You're sitting in your chair.
Uh-huh.
We're not moving. We're just talking to each other.
I have to say, Jason is telling this. None of this is lies at all.
No.
This is all true.
Which is why I was slow to say. I was going to lead off with it.
Okay.
And you're pushing me, and I'm like, okay, this is what you want. This is what you get.
Okay.
I'm just freaked out right now.
The Blue Ghosts.
I'm not honestly the only thing I can think.
I'm not worried about the Blue Ghosts.
Why else would it be there? It's impossible. Like, something that just happened.
Well, is there
impossible.
Some sort of, like, nook or cranny?
No.
That it could have been, like...
No.
There from, you know, your wife was
no.
sewing and...
No. I just picked it up.
Okay.
And I set it flat down. And all of a sudden, it's sitting on top of the tablet.
Well, I mean, if it was kind of, like, there, you know, like, stuck in the...
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. It's impossible.
Okay. But you don't know what it means.
No, I don't know what it means.
But you feel like it means something.
It obviously means something.
Well, I think
why else would he put it there?
Please, write into the show. Tell us what you... Once again, you're sexist when it comes to ghosts.
I think most ghosts are he's.
Because?
I don't know.
Okay. Right. Tell us why you think a blue ghost would drop a sewing pin down on Jason's iPad out of nowhere.
It's bizarre.
It's a little strange.
No, it's absolutely strange because none of this, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I feel like there's a logical explanation.
There's not.
Okay. I mean, what you're saying is true.
It is absolutely true.
I feel like there's a logical.
And I feel people are like listening thinking, that didn't happen.
They're just making this up.
They're making it up. No, it's absolutely true.
Right. Okay.
100%.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, on episode 79... this week is we come to our Netflix suggestion of the week episode, yep. Which we always do on this episode.
Netflix, watch these shows of the walls. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, I watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTuber. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
So Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week is brought to you by Amazon Prime.
Okay, that's allowed. We allow that.
It's listen to the Netflix jingle.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the jingle. I'm allowed to use it.
Uh-huh.
There's something called Animal X.
Okay.
Okay. Animal X is a TV series.
Okay.
There's two seasons of it on there.
Yeah.
It's a tad bit older.
All right.
It's not new, current, relevant information.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff still applies for today.
Okay.
Season 2 is specifically what I watched last night.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the first episode of Season 2 is a Bigfoot special.
Right.
Fascinating. And then the second one is a special about chupacabras.
Yeah.
Chupacabra literally is translated like I believe it's a blood-sucking goat killer.
Yes.
That's the Mexican or the Spanish word for chupacabra.
Chupacabra. Did I ever tell you that was my son's first joke that he ever wrote himself?
No.
What do chupacabras eat for breakfast? Goat meal. That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's really
good. I was
good,
like, did you make that up? He's like, yeah, I made it up.
Goat meal. Yeah,
yeah, goat meal.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot, actually. I'm going to use that.
Uh-huh. I thought you would.
Although nobody's going to get that.
Well, you did.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious, but nobody else is going to get it. I love this type of stuff. I love Loch Ness Monster. I love Bigfoot. I love Chupacabra. The Skunk Ape. Yeti. I love all that stuff.
Right.
Fascinating. What are you reading there?
Sorry. I just got a text about my co-ed softball league. You were talking. Continue.
No, I'm done. This is my Netflix.
I'm in a group text with this co-ed softball league. So when one person texts... It's a group Facebook Messenger thing. So then I get like 1,000, everybody responds with a thumbs up. And I get a beep every single time. And it was distracting to me. So Animal X, go to Amazon Prime and watch it today.
Yeah. Excellent series.
There you go.
Oh,
now that's your phone.
I'm in a group text.
Okay. So my Netflix suggestion of the week is actually on Netflix. And there's there's quite a few new BBC nature documentaries that have recently dropped.
I love it.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
And there's one called The Snow Wolf Family and Me.
Okay.
This guy goes in the middle of nowhere and drops in, and he's got a tent in like the tundra. And he's found this snow wolf pack, and he's like living right by their den, like right close to where they're at.
Okay.
And this is in the Arctic Circle. He said there's a good chance, he said it's most likely that none of these wolves have ever seen a human being before.
Right.
And so he just has a tent in the middle of the tundra area during the summertime. And around his tent, he's got like an electric fence kind of a thing.
Okay.
But, I mean, he touched it and it shocked him.
Yeah.
A wolf, the wolf wouldn't like it, but it wouldn't stop him. And he's filming, and he gets close to them, like really close to them, like right by them a couple of times. And like these are completely wild animals that could tear him to shreds in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
I don't know if he dies at the end because I've only watched the first episode, but it's really good.
You know, I just started watching. It's not on Netflix or Amazon that I know of. It's on History on Demand.
Yeah.
The series alone.
You started watching it. I told you to start watching
it. I know. So I'm in the first season of it, and I'm on episode like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So it's been 21 days like into their season. The first 7 days in the first week, half of everybody went home.
Yeah.
Six people went home in the first week.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
You didn't see it coming.
No.
You thought, these guys know what they're getting into.
No. And that, most of them were made me think of it because like most of them were terrified of the wolves.
Yeah.
And like the panthers and the jaguars
bears.
And the cougars and
well,
the whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a wild...
And you are literally alone.
Yes.
You are doing your own filming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alone is really good. Super compelling.
Thing. I would absolutely want to...
Take your phone off the table.
It's on silent.
Well, it's vibrating.
So someone's texting us. You're in this text too.
Yes,
I know.
This
is the Reds are the best start since 1990.
It doesn't mean anything.
They won the series in 1990.
Yeah, well, they're not. Barry Larkin's not the shortstop this year. Eric Davis isn't in the outfield.
We have Zach Cozart.
Jose Rijo isn't pitching.
We have Billy Hamilton.
Joe Oliver
isn't
catching.
Davis.
Todd Benzinger isn't playing first
that's
base.
As many Reds as I know.
You know more from the 1990 team than you do the current
I do.
Team. Yeah.
Okay, so the Alone series, for real, and I've thought about this.
For reals.
For reals, though.
Yeah.
I absolutely guarantee 100%
okay.
I could win.
All right.
I would start off,
yes.
before I even ever went on the show.
I know
show,
your strategy.
By eating as much peanut butter as I could.
I
would put on. I would put on 400 pounds of peanut butter fat.
I feel.
So that I could just hibernate. Because here's the thing. Most of these people, they're like, I'm so lonely. I miss my family.
Yeah.
Really? Take a nap.
Right.
It's fine.
I kind of feel.
You're in a very good spot right now.
I feel like the fattening
it's
up.
It's like a vacation.
I feel like
you get to just hang out and sit by a campfire.
I feel like the fattening up strategy would backfire on you.
How?
Well,
tell me how that would backfire.
Because you'd be out of shape when you got there.
No.
And you you'd have to be like, climb through and like build stuff and chop wood and you'd be exhausted.
No.
And you'd be burning calories.
If I would be 400 pound peanut butter fat, I could live off of that for probably 6 months. Like eating minimal other things.
You think so?
You could very,
live off of your fat reserves.
Yes.
I don't know that it works that way.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Okay.
It absolutely does.
All right. Whatever.
People go on like... You know, 40-day fast.
I understand that.
Like, they don't eat anything.
But those people aren't living where they're living and having to do what they're doing.
Yeah, they live on 40 days of eating nothing.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they're, like, normal weight to begin with.
All right.
If I'm 400 pounds of peanut butter fat,
okay.
I could go probably 400 days.
400 pounds of peanut butter fat might be the name of this episode.
no, seriously. I... 100% believe I could win.
Yeah.
I would go into bear mode.
Okay.
And I would just hibernate.
All right.
You got a campfire going.
Yeah.
What else do you need?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You wrap yourself up in a tarp. You won't get wet.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a blast. I think it would be fun.
I would like to try it. My kids don't want me to. I asked them. I was like, do you think I could... I said, I want to do this. I talked to Eric and the kids because we watched... Eric and the kids... And I watched a season of it together.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And I wanted to send in a video or whatever was necessary.
Yeah.
But none of them were for it. They all voted against it.
Here's the thing. I think if you and I both sent in a video together.
Right.
I think they would put us on as brothers to see which one could last longer.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
You think you would last longer?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah.
First of all, I wouldn't miss my wife and kids.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like,
yeah.
This is a vacation.
Yeah, I'm relaxing.
Like, constantly. Like, 10 times yesterday, I yelled, shut up.
Right. Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have to yell shut up.
Right.
Because there's nobody making noise.
Right.
I would be perfectly happy
sitting
in the woods by myself
by
a campfire.
Okay.
That's basically what you're doing for extended periods of time.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
You get paid, how much does the winner get?
$500,000. $500,000.
But what is your... Like, what in the meantime?
What do you mean in the meantime?
Well, your family needs money in the meantime.
It's called food stamps.
What if you don't win?
No, I'm going to win. My wife told me, because I asked her if I I asked her if I can go on. She goes, yes, you can go.
Only if you win.
You either come back dead, or you come back with $500,000.
Okay. And you feel like you're willing to make that bargain?
Absolutely.
Well, I really want you to try out for it.
I think we should do a video, both of us.
Okay.
Like, film it together, mm-hmm. but talk about how, you know, we'll do this separate.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be enough of a...
I can beat him. He can beat me. Yeah.
We'll go back and forth.
Okay, maybe
we can... And we have a podcast.
The podcast will have to take a break during that.
Or we could just pre-record 100 episodes ahead of time.
That's a good idea.
And, like, our wives can release them.
Yeah, most people realize that's what we do anyway.
Yeah, we recorded this in 1987.
Years ago. All right. And we just happened to guess, like, who's good and who wins.
Yeah.
We normally record 5 or 6 episodes for every championship. So, like, it could be the Indians, you know, against the Cubs. We've recorded the Cubs for the last 6 years of episodes. And finally they won.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So you've got what you've got. I've got the Snowball family and me. That is what it is. But that's not why we're here today. Why we are here today is because earlier today I saw that the Minnesota Timberwolves unveiled a new logo.
Yeah.
Both of us are very logo-minded.
Yes.
Can I say that?
Yes.
We are the kind of people that, like, everywhere we go, we're looking at the signs on buildings.
Yeah.
Always looking at logos, typeface.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, street signs and things like that.
Always.
Always looking at that kind of stuff.
My wife went to my son's kindergarten registration.
Yeah.
3 or 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a text from the registration and says, "I can't believe you did this to me." Like, that's what the text said.
Yeah.
Like, crap, what did I do? Like,
yeah.
Obviously, I forgot to do
the
something.
The litany of things is so long,
instantly,
you wouldn't even know.
I'm like, this could be one of a dozen different things right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very next text is a picture of, like, this communication card that she had taken a picture of.
Oh, right.
She was, the kindergarten registration was, like, in this church.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw the communication card sitting there, like, mm-hmm. name, address, phone number,
yeah.
had, like, just stuff on it.
Yeah.
And I always look at that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I love that stuff.
Right.
I just do. You and I both do.
Yeah.
And she's like, "I am studying this card because of you."
Yeah.
And so she brought it home.
So we're both minded.
So I could look at
we're
it.
We're very much minded that way.
Yeah.
So I saw the new Minnesota Timberwolves logo,
yeah.
and I think it's an improvement over the last logo. The last logo has, like, an angry wolf face.
Yeah.
It's not a profile. It's straight on.
Yeah.
There's some, like, pine trees in the background and the basic blue-green kind of color scheme. I feel like it looks like a minor league hockey team.
I can see that.
I'm almost always against angry
mascots.
I just think, I don't know, I just think it looks dumb.
I think it depends.
I can't think of the Bears.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears is okay.
What about Detroit Lions?
Is it angry?
It's a lion. Of course it's angry.
Okay. All right.
If you're going to compete on the field of battle,
I didn't like that one.
You would be angry.
That one felt like a minor league hockey logo to me.
Okay.
The new one I like. The wolf is howling. It's a slight profile. It's a little bit more of a muted kind of color.
The New Orleans Pelicans. I mean,
New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, how could you be an angry pelican?
I don't think there is such a thing.
If there is, I don't think it could. Now, an angry Canadian goose hisses.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing.
Yeah,
those things are nasty. There's.
I almost feel like, but if you're like the Blue Jack, if you're like the Yellow Jackets, all Yellow Jackets are angry all
the
time.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so and then we pulled up their history of logos. And they have an original logo.
For the Timberwolves.
Yes. Which I like the best.
Yeah, because you
hate it.
No, I don't hate it.
Okay.
It looks like a husky.
Yeah.
Like a dog uh-huh. husky.
Yeah, well, huskies and Timberwolves are very similar.
Yeah.
So you don't know. That's what I say.
Well, I mean, it looks like
it a had, husky. I liked it because it had a bright green around it.
And the dog was smiling.
Yeah.
Dogs don't smile.
My dog smiles. All the time.
Your dog does smile.
He does.
Tail's always wagging. He's always...
Last night, I played... I was playing softball with Abby, my youngest. We were practicing. And we got practice balls to hit that are light, like kind of wiffle ball kind of thing. And we were practicing with the practice balls. And it was wonderful. I never had to get the ball.
Because the dog brought them to
the
you.
The dog... Abby would hit it. The dog would run and grab it, and he'd bring it right to me every
That's
single time.
Beautiful.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was having fun.
Yeah.
Abby was having fun. I didn't have to walk. Check. Mate. So what we decided we'd do is we'd start a new segment.
Yes.
Or maybe not segment. Or
We start lots of new things.
We're very good at starting things. We've been over this before. Or I am, anyway.
Yeah.
Very good at starting this. So the new segment is we're going to do logo drafts.
Uh-huh.
Because we feel like there's good logos out there and there's bad logos. And you have to know from us which ones are which.
Yes.
And so we are going to have a logo draft. We're each going to pick five. We're going to do Major League Baseball. We're going to start off. We're going to do five Major League Baseball teams.
Okay.
Each.
Yeah.
We're going to take turns drafting. And then we each get to pick one worst.
The worst logo.
Yeah, which you feel like is the worst. Now,
are we going to determine right now these are current logos, or are we doing all-time logos?
All-time logos.
Okay.
They can be from any
baseball.
If it was
Major League Baseball.
If it was Major League Baseball, it is in play.
Okay.
Not Minor League Baseball.
Okay.
You can't pick the, what's Tim Tebow's team? The Bumblebees?
No, the Fireflies.
Oh, right. Okay.
The Carolina, no. The Charlotte Fireflies.
Yeah, I knew it was like a Girl Scout like pack name. You know what I mean?
The Fireflies.
We get the Bumblebees and the Fireflies coming together tonight. All right, so there you go. First pick goes to whom?
We do the number thing.
Oh, right. So how does this work again?
Okay, so I'm going to write down a number.
All right.
Between 1 and 100.
Okay.
You have to guess.
Okay.
It's got to be within
50.
50. Uh-huh. So plus 25, minus 25.
Right.
A 50 window.
Whoa! It's not just within 50.
No.
Because then I could pick 50. I think I did this
last
time.
Yes, you did do this last time.
So, so
the window is 50.
A 25 either way.
25
I got to come within 25. Okay,
right.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right. You're going to write down the number.
I'm going to write down the number.
All right. Are you done writing?
Uh-huh.
From my perspective, you wrote like 5,322.
Maybe I did.
Because your pen.
Maybe I did.
There's a window behind you. I was trying to catch a reflection in it, but I can't. All I see is the thing. All right. I'm going to guess 27.
Look.
99. Jerk. All right. So you get the number one pick in the sports logo draft, the Major League Baseball version. So who's your first pick?
Okay. My first pick is going to be...
You just dropped a pen. All right.
The Detroit Tigers.
Whoa.
With the Tiger in the D.
Detroit Tigers with Tiger.
With the Tiger in the D.
So the logo that I'm looking at doesn't have the Tiger in the D.
Yes.
Do you? Can you give me one?
Well, I can look it up.
Okay.
I just saw it 3 minutes ago online.
Okay.
It's not on your list.
I don't know what to think about this.
What do you mean?
I feel like that's a bit of a stretch. I feel like the Tiger's their mascot, but their logo is the D. The Tiger's not usually in the logo.
Tigers.
That's just a graphic that they use, but it's not their logo.
It's been their logo. I'm pulling up images, Google images right now.
Okay.
This one right here.
Hold on. When I see it, I'll know. Okay, all right. He's kind of a prowling tiger.
Yeah.
So his whole body is through the D.
Yes.
He's about ready to pounce, and his tail is kind of wrapped around the top part of the D.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a pretty cool logo.
It's all right. I'm happy that you went with it, because now I get my first pick. All right, so that's yours. That's fine. You can have it. It's all yours. My first pick... Oh, man, there's so many. There are lots of Major League Baseball logos that I love. There are some that I absolutely hate, but lots of them that I love.
See, when I see this logo, I think Magnum P.I.
Okay, I got you. All right.
That's the feeling I get when I look at this logo.
Okay, that's fine. I am going to go with the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
I just love the two Red Sox. It's great. It's like... They're cutting through all of... They don't need any fluff.
Yeah.
Just give me two red tube socks with, like, the white on the on the heel and the white on the toe. So...
They're like wool.
Yeah, they're heavy socks.
The heavy socks.
I just love that logo. I think it's brilliant. And never change it, by the way. If they ever changed it, I'd be furious. I'd be absolutely furious.
Okay.
You know, it just occurred to me that... The list that I'm looking at can't be the full list.
Six.
Well, the Yankees aren't on here. Oh, wait, there's the Yankees.
Yeah.
Okay, I was looking at the old Yankee thing. Okay,
so look. Okay, scroll. This is the next one I'm going to do.
All right, what you going to do?
It is the Milwaukee Glove.
Oh, you jerk.
I love that. You jerk. The Milwaukee Brewers Glove.
That was going to be my next pick.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's a blue glove. It's outlined in yellow.
Yeah.
And there's a ball square in the middle of the glove.
It's fantastic. It's
absolutely fantastic.
It's if it didn't have the reference point of the baseball in the middle, you wouldn't know it was a glove.
It might look like a turkey with turkey feathers.
Yeah, it kind of does look like a turkey. It kind of looks like a turkey that's kind of like looking back at its feathers.
You're like, huh?
What's going on?
It's a blue turkey looking back at his feathers.
But it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's
the best.
It's a good way to go. That's really good.
I'm pretty glad I got it.
You should be.
So the Detroit Tigers with the tiger and the Milwaukee logo.
That's pretty good.
Brilliant.
That's pretty good. Well, I still feel pretty happy with my Red Sox. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. So next. Man, there's so many good ones.
We're doing five each, right?
Five each. Yeah, okay. Five each. All right. I'm just going to go ahead. I mean, there's a couple on here that I feel like you won't take.
Okay.
So you're gonna
save those
I'm kind of like saving them, but then again, I wasn't 100% sure that you'd go with the Brewers.
Yeah.
I was kind of saving that one too, so it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Shoot. All right. I'm going to go with the I'm going to take the St. Louis Cardinals logo.
Okay.
I really like the Cardinals logo.
With just the bird on the bat.
Yeah, it's just a normal bird sitting on a bat. It's better, I think, than the Orioles logo for some reason. I
kind of like the Orioles one.
Yeah, I don't know. You like the cursive in the Orioles.
Yeah, because you don't see cursive anymore.
Well, the Cardinals is in cursive as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's been this logo since 1892.
Since Stan...
1892. Since before Stan Musial was born. It's like the Civil War. To me, you get extra points if it's been around longer. All right.
Okay.
I really like it.
I'm going to get extra points for mine, too.
It's classic.
Because it's no longer in existence.
Okay, what is it?
It's the Montreal Expos.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that.
Right?
I love the Expos.
Elb.
It looks like Elb. ELB. Yeah,
I always thought it was Elb.
Yeah.
I was like, why does the Montreal Expos have a logo that says Elb? And I thought, like, maybe it's French because that's Montreal.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right. No.
It's red, white, and blue.
The colors are good.
The colors are great.
Yeah.
It stands alone. Like, just that logo alone stands alone.
Right.
It's great.
All right. I'm hesitant to even mention this, but I don't think either one of us are going to pick it. Shout out to the 1901 to 1904 Washington Senators logo.
Which one's
it's
that?
Just the word Washington in a very it's all caps.
Yeah.
The font is not definite.
Yeah.
It's just like a dark blue,
like somebody
kind of a
it.
Semicircle. Yeah, it looks like a stitching. I mean, way to be like, we don't give a rip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all about the baseball at that point. All right. So next for me. Boy, there's so many. No, I think we'll do a different draft at some point, and we'll draft jerseys.
Okay. Yeah.
But this is not the jersey draft. This is the logo draft.
This is logo draft. Yeah.
Because I'm slightly swayed by jerseys as well. It makes me want to consider it. So many logos I want to talk about. But I think the one that I'm going to go with, I absolutely love it. It's the 1955 to 1967 Kansas City Athletics logo. It's wonderful. Google it right now. I was unaware that the A's played in Kansas City. I thought they went straight from Philadelphia to Oakland.
Yeah.
But apparently they spent a few years in Kansas City. And it's either a tiny elephant on a regular-sized baseball, or a regular-sized baseball on a gigantic... a regular-sized elephant on a gigantic baseball. And he's
got
elephant...
A bat in his hand.
No, it's not his hand. He's got a bat in his trunk. He's got one foot up, And then he's got like a sash over his back that's got an A's on it.
So if that bat is the size of a real bat, which it looks like, then that would be a ginormous baseball.
So that's got to be a huge baseball. Or a tiny elephant with a tiny bat. I don't know what it is.
I'm guessing that's a regular size bat and a regular size elephant.
It's just red.
On a giant baseball.
Red and white, like blue.
It does have
blue
a diamond
outlines.
Black ground, though.
Yeah, with the it's on a diamond.
It's sitting on a diamond. A baseball diamond.
Yeah, but that would be a big elephant on the. Nothing about this is in perspective. So I feel pretty good about that.
He's balancing on that, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. So I feel pretty good about that. All right.
Okay.
So you got your fourth pick.
Okay. So I'm going to go the one that Major League Baseball is trying to get rid of right now.
Okay.
Is Chief Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo for the Indians.
Now, when you look on the official sportslogos.net website, Chief Wahoo is not listed. It's just the Cleveland Indians C is what they have listed.
There's so alternative logos.
Right now, maybe they're saying that's their official logo. But
as of right now.
You like Chief Wahoo.
I love Chief Wahoo.
Okay.
Chief Wahoo is great. Because here's the thing. It's like I grew up, you know, we grew up watching Major League. Mm-hmm. We're from the area.
Right.
I mean, in general.
You don't feel like it's racially insensitive.
I feel like that it probably is. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not Indian, so.
Okay.
I don't know. I love it. If someone had a big, like, you know, cracker hat, you know, and some guy, like, wearing weird clothes and, you know, white guy drinking moonshine out in the woods.
Wouldn't bother you.
No, I'd be proud of that.
Not a great argument. But we're not getting into.
I don't even know why you brought it up.
Race discussion.
Yeah.
It was just sitting out there. It's a hot button topic.
They say in the Peter Pan cartoon.
No, we're not going to cut it. Cut it. All right. So I knew we were going to go there eventually with you, but what are you going to do? All right. Next. Boy, I've got two more picks left. I could take at least six or seven of these.
Yeah.
There are so many.
I think we go five each and then one honorable mention. Like our utility
well,
man.
Then you're just doing
six man coming off the bench.
You're just doing six of them.
It's a basketball draft. We got a six man coming off.
Okay, we're running out of time.
Okay, hurry up.
All right. Man, so many good ones. But that being said, I am going to go with, man, I like a lot of these, but I just don't know how I can't do what I want to do right now. There's kind of a new wave of circular logos happening.
Yeah.
Which I actually like them a lot.
It's like a badge.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the... I have to do it. I'm going with the super weird Los Angeles logo from 1961 to 1964. It didn't last long, but somewhere it's in the recesses of my brain. Like, I remember seeing this before. It's a baseball with a halo and angel's wings over a diamond with the letters LA over top of it.
Yeah.
It's really cheesy. For some reason, there's a teal color in the background that doesn't go with anything. It's not like grass green. It's like a weird teal.
Yeah.
But I really like it.
I think you probably remember from, I think Nolan Ryan probably pitched during
that
era.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
So you would have seen it either on a baseball card or some type of flashback.
Yeah.
Okay, so do I have pick number five now?
Yeah.
Fifth. I cannot believe you left this out there.
Okay.
It's on your shirt right now.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
It's the...
Was he Mr... What was his...
I don't know.
It's Mr. Met is the Mets guy, but this
is... Yeah, but this... It's the Cincinnati Reds guy, and he's got, like, the handlebar mustache.
It's so... It was
big
the...
baseball helmet.
It was the official logo from 1953 to 1958.
Okay.
Okay.
And, yeah, I don't know what his name is, but he's got the old school hat on.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it. I honestly can't believe you left that one out there.
It was tough for me because I felt like I was being a homer if I picked it. You know,
I don't care.
Yeah, I guess.
It's great either way.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. Okay, so that's yours. So I have the fifth pick.
Yeah.
Well, you have just made a massive miscalculation. I thought I could wait on this one. I thought it would be safe for me, so I wanted to get the other ones because I figured you weren't even thinking of it.
Yeah.
I want the Major League Baseball logo. I want the guy swinging at a ball that's
Brett
coming at
Olerud,
him.
Or John Olerud.
John Olerud, is that who it is?
I don't know.
I really like the logo. Can I take that? Is that legal?
We said team logos.
We did say team logos.
That's not
right.
A team.
Honorable mention. I love the Major League Baseball logo. It's just so great.
It's pretty great.
I also love the American League logo, and I love the National League logo.
The classic ones.
Yeah, the new ones are dumb.
The new ones are garbage.
But the old American League logo is great. It's got a bald eagle on it, on a baseball. Okay, all right. So my last pick, I'm thinking about going something classic here. Really class the thing up, because my last two have been really super cheesy.
You got three cheesy logos.
I know. I like the cheesy ones. I like the simple ones, too, like the classic Yankee, the N and the Y is pretty great. I don't really care for the Yankees with, like, Uncle Sam's cap on a baseball bat. I don't know.
It's not going to be in my top five.
It's aight. All right. It's aight. It's not great.
You're stalling.
I am stalling because there's so many good ones, and this is such a big decision for me. All right. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm just going to do it because what do I care? I like the old Astros logo.
I was thinking the same thing.
It's really great. It's
it's of the Astro Dome.
It's
that's the logo.
Yeah, with like a nuclear like elements going around.
Electrons.
Like electrons going around the whole thing. A very bright orange in the background with a dark blue on top of it.
Yeah.
It's unforgettable. It's really great. Okay. So that's my fifth logo. That's the Astros logo from 65 to 2012. By the way, I love the new Astros logo.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I really like it. I almost picked that. So, all right. That's it. So you want to pick a sixth one, though.
Just for fun.
All right. What's your first guy
coming off the bench.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with the original Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins, Florida Marlins.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, with the fish, the
Marlin. Florida Marlins.
Yeah, it's a little circle, and it's like an accurate drawing of a Marlin, like jumping through a hoop.
You like that?
I love that.
Oh, I hate that logo.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's teal on gray. You can't read the letters ever.
No, it's pretty great.
You really like that?
I actually really do. I would wear that hat.
You would?
Other than that's the team that beat the Indians.
Yeah.
And my wife would murder me in my sleep.
I mean,
if I came home with that hat, my wife would kill me.
I hate that logo.
I love that. I would so wear that on a hat right now.
I kind of like the new Miami logo. The new one.
No, I don't like it. It feels like World Baseball Classic or like the weird.
Yeah.
Like what's the European. It feels very European to me.
Okay.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Okay. Well,
I like the old one.
So
the original Marlins is pretty great.
The original Marlins logo. I can't believe you took that. That's horrible. All right. So for my last pick, I'm going to take the Phillies. It's been the Phillies logo since 1890. It's got the cracked Liberty Bell in the background.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Yeah. If you can't picture it in your head, then you're not a baseball fan.
I
like
because
it's been the same logo forever.
It's specific. Yeah. It like kind of gives a shout out to the city that you're in.
Yeah.
It's great. And I don't know if they're called the Phillies because it's like a Philly like a horse or like people from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I have no idea, but I like your logo. Other great logos. The Pittsburgh Pirate logo is great.
Just the P.
Just the P. Yeah. The yellow P.
I like the Giants logo.
I'm okay with the Giants logo. I could take it or leave it. I don't like their old logo.
No, the new one's better.
Yeah. The old one looks like it was made on Microsoft Paint. And I don't even know how that's possible because they didn't even have Microsoft Paint back then.
I like the Dodgers logo.
Yeah. I like the old Brooklyn B a lot.
Like the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Yeah. It's not on here, but I like the old Brooklyn B. I have a hat with that on it, and I wear it a lot.
I like the NY New York Yankees.
Yeah, that's classic. You know, you could have picked that. Like I said, I like the Houston.
I like the White Sox.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
I like the Angels, the new one with the halo.
Yeah, I really like the Toronto Blue Jays logo.
Yeah, it's
I like
great.
It a lot.
Yeah.
So there you go. Some of them are good. Some
Here's
of them
the thing.
Aren't
so
good.
Are there any logos on this list that you're like, yeah, that's just... Like, of current ones, don't forget the old ones. The old ones are a whole different thing.
Okay.
Of
so,
the current ones, what...
Well, I have written down, we both have to pick our worst one.
Okay, so let's
say we can only pick current on
current
the worst.
Logos, the worst ones. I'm going to go with the current Marlins. I hate it.
Marlins? Okay.
I hate it. It looks nothing like the rest of them.
Yeah.
It looks like a weird soccer thing. I don't know. Like, I don't like it.
Okay. That's legitimate. Worst logo for me, in contention. Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, not great.
It's bad.
Yeah.
There's lots of... First of all, the outline.
You're the Colorado Rockies. You have a cool mountain backdrop.
Give me a flipping mountain. Yeah. Or John Denver. You know, just John Denver's face. I'd be okay with that. It's gray. It's a gray CR outlined in black.
Yeah.
But the outline was not put on the outside of the letter. It was put on top of the letter.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it looks really bad. The Arizona Diamondbacks logo, awful.
I don't mind it. I like it.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Other bad logos. The newer Milwaukee Brewers logo. Don't like it.
No. Go back to the one from...
There's no reason not to go back.
The one that I picked.
I think that they would go up 10 wins immediately if they changed back to the old logo. But I'm not picking those. I'm just pointing out that...
Yeah, those are honorable mentions.
I don't like those. I don't particularly like the White Sox logo, but not really enough to... Any logo of the Tampa Bay Rays ever has been awful.
I agree.
The old one was bad. The new one is bad. The team shouldn't exist. They never should have existed.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about that.
So what are you going with?
The Seattle Mariners...
Yeah, there's no, it's very
it's a compass, I think.
Yeah, it's a compass.
I don't like it.
They're Mariners. They're navigating choppy waters.
I just feel like you could do better. What if you gave me a boat?
Honestly, I think they ought to go like Jumpman Jordan silhouette Griffey swinging.
Sure. I'd be Griffey hat backwards swinging.
Yes.
Yeah.
They should just rename their mask like the Griffeys. The Griffeys. The Seattle Griffeys.
Sure, I'm okay with that. I just don't like it. I don't care for the color scheme in particular. The gray with like a weird green and the blue. Yeah. I don't like the color scheme.
No.
I don't like the way it looks.
Honestly, you could have that same circle logo, Seattle Mariners. You could have Griffey hat backwards.
Right in the middle of it.
With the arm, single arm all the way back.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
That would be perfect.
And people would buy it.
Yeah.
It'd be Jumpman.
Yeah.
It'd
either
be baseball's Jumpman.
Either King Griffey Jr. or Alex Cora. I don't know. Randy Johnson. Jay Buhner.
Okay, what if it was like a bird exploding midair?
A bird? Oh, that's good.
Randy
like that.
Johnson hit the bird.
That's good. All right, so there you go. You have the Tigers with the Tiger, the Milwaukee Brewer Glove, the Expos, Chief Wahoo, and the Reds.
By the way, I just won.
Okay. I have the Boston Red Sox, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Kansas City A's with the elephant. Come on, what are we talking about? The old Angels horrible logo, the Astros super cheesy logo, and the Phillies. And then your worst is the Marlins, and my worst is the Mariners. All right, write in, tell us what we got right, tell us what we got wrong. Jason, do you have anything else before we close the old show? All right, well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweater.